This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Sadaf Majid and I am interviewing Samia Majid in her house on Sunday, October 6th. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes, I do.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Mianwali, Pakistan. When I was four, we actually moved to Saudi Arabia and then came back to Pakistan after spending several months there, and then moved to Islamabad, which is the capital of Pakistan. And then after that, we moved to London. So I've been actually moving around a lot because of my dad's job. He's a UN diplomat, so we actually moved around a lot.
Describe your favorite meal growing up.
My favorite meal growing up was actually my dad's sandwiches that he used to make on Saturday or Sundays. That was the only time that my dad cooks, and it was pretty special. And I would wait for the weekend so he could make those sandwiches. And it was just a special meaning. Yeah.
Does a certain food remind you of loved ones?
Yes, my mom, she loves to make pancakes, and that really reminds me of my mom whenever or wherever I eat pancakes. It was my favorite meal when I was growing up. It was my favorite breakfast, so yeah.
Do you have any memories in regards to preparing meals with an elder?
Yes, so when my dad would make those sandwiches on the weekends, all of us kids, I was around 10 at that time, we would help him cut the vegetables, and it was special because we would just like lend a hand, and it was nice.
What is currently your favorite meal to eat or to make?
My current favorite meal to eat is eggplant Manchurian. I always get it from this one restaurant. But to make, I actually like to make all the Pakistani dishes.
Like what?
Mostly I like to make rice because it's just easier to cook. I can't do any of the curries yet, but I am actually on the path to learn several more dishes.
Is there any food you will not eat?
Yes, I would not eat pork because it's not allowed in Islam. And the meat has to be kosher. It has to be cut in certain way. So that's one food that I would not eat.
Are there certain foods you only eat on special occasions? What are those occasions?
So there's actually one occasion. It lasts for a month. It's called Ramadan. The foods that we make in that one month, because we fast, my mom makes pakoras and samosas and all those foods. And that's only, I mean, we mostly eat those foods in Ramadan for 1 month. You can eat them on any other occasions too, but mostly we make them traditionally for every single day meal in Ramadan.
Who in your life cooks the best meal, and what do they cook?
My mom makes the best meals. She cooks all the Pakistani foods. She makes a really good biryani or any other rice. She makes really good parathas too. And
what does eating well mean to you?
Eating well means eating healthy, but it also means not spending a lot of money on the food. It's just you can buy a healthy meal with, you know, just going to a store, just buying vegetables and fruits, and make a really nice meal out of it. You don't have to spend a lot of money on these fancy restaurants and fancy stores to actually eat well.
Where is your favorite place to eat?
My favorite place to eat is around my workplace. It's called Tangra Masala. I've actually worked there for a little more than 3 years, and it's been my constant favorite for around that time.
What do you order there?
I order eggplant Manchurian there.
How does the food you eat or make who you are?
So the food that we eat makes us healthy, and it defines how healthy you are in life. For example, if I eat good, meaning vegetables and fruits, and drink a lot of water, it would make me more active and just make me healthy overall. But if I start to eat fast food, and I've actually tried that, eating fast food just makes you lazy and you gain a lot of weight with it. So it's overall not good for your health.
If you could go anywhere in the world to try new food, where would you go and why?
I would actually go to Turkey because I do love Turkish food. I've tasted the Turkish food in New York, but I know it's not that authentic. I know it would taste much better when actually it's made in Turkey. So I would actually love to go there and try their version of the food, not the New York version of their Turkish food.
How does your income impact your food choices?
So yes, it's true that when you earn more, you eat well, meaning you eat, you spend more money on your food. So when I was in college, I obviously did not have much to spend on my food, so I would eat fast food a lot, and it just did not, it was not good, good choices. But now that I have a job, I can afford good food, so I try to make my own meals and try to make my own lunch even when I go to work. So yeah, that's definitely, income does define how healthy you eat. But then obviously it's true that good food costs money. So even if you're trying to eat healthy, it costs money for some reason. And the reason I ate fast food in college was because I did not have enough money, and it just cost less than it was quick and easy.
How does your environment or the community you live in impact the food you eat?
So when I obviously go back to Pakistan, it's all Pakistani food. There is no other alternatives. Over here, when I'm in New York, obviously when I'm eating out, I eat all kind of food from different countries, like Thai food, Chinese food, and Turkish, Indian. But obviously when I'm home, my mom cooks Pakistani food. So your environment does contribute to the food you eat.
How did you change as an eater since you've moved to New York City?
So I got to try different diverse foods. I did not have that option when I was back home, mainly because I was young and we didn't eat out that much. There are options available to eat. You can eat Thai food there, but it's just that when I moved to New York, I was a little bit older. I had money to spend, and I would go out with my friends, even with my family, and just try different food. And yeah.
What is a meal or snack that you can eat all the time and not get tired of?
My mom makes me breakfast. Pakistani bread. It's called paratha, and she fries an egg with that, and I actually love that. I've been eating that as long as I can remember, and I think I will eat that forever. It's just my favorite meal.
How do you feel when people appropriate your food?
I don't like when people decide what I like to eat. I actually like to decide what I want to eat myself, I guess. And could you elaborate the question, because I'm not really sure.
Sure. So appropriate is like, let's say an American company tries to sell, let's say, Pakistani food. How would you feel about that? Like, is that actually like
It's like, that's what I mean when I moved to New York. So yes, we do get all these diverse foods, but actually it tastes a lot different when you actually eat it there. So for example, Pakistani food, it's very different when you go to actual country and eat that food. And that's what I mean by when I like Turkish food, I will like to go to Turkey to actually buy that food, because it just tastes different. It's the touch that the actual people who are expert in making it bring, it's not the same.
Do you abide by dietary restrictions because of your culture or religion?
Yeah, so like I said before, we do not eat pork. We do not drink alcohol. So that really defines what type of drinks we drink. And then obviously with the meat, we can't eat at any of the, we can't just pick a restaurant and go there and eat chicken. We can't go to Wendy's and get a chicken wings or something. It has to be halal or kosher. The meat has to be, the animal has to be cut certain way. So, yeah.
How do you feel about fast food?
I do not like fast food because it's just not healthy for you. And it just makes you lazy overall. And yes, it's cheap, but it doesn't expand your life beyond so many years. It's just, you know, eventually if you eat fast food all the time, your organs will finally give up. And yeah, so you need to eat healthy.
Do you have like a story, like a bad story about fast food or something like that?
Yeah, I guess when it was several weeks ago, I went with my sister Sadaf to get her school supplies, and after a while we actually ended up at McDonald's, and it was just terrible food. We got some fish sandwiches, and it was really bad. It was cold, and it just didn't taste that good. I mean, it tasted good when I was in college, but it just didn't taste good. Yeah.
Is there any food that reminds you of home?
Any food that reminds me of home? Excuse me. Biryani actually reminds me of home, because it's mostly cooked there. And obviously, the Pakistani bread that we eat with almost every meal, that reminds me of home. Everywhere that I eat, it reminds me of home. Yeah.
How is food reflective of your identity?
So I am a very constant when it comes to food. I don't like change much. Like I said before, I've worked at this place for 3 years, and I go to the same restaurant for 3 years, and I like the same meal, almost same meals. Like I have three main dishes that I like, and I like to stay constant. Even if I end up discovering something new, that stays my constant. I don't like a change, and it just helps me stay sane. And then it doesn't waste money, because I've actually did try to be spontaneous and try different things, but it just ended up not working in my favor. I would just go with my coworkers and buy something different. You know, I would say, let me try this dish, maybe I would like it, but I just ended up wasting my money. So that's why I just like to stick with the things that I like. I make my breakfast, my lunch from home. I ask my mom, or I just make it myself. I get a bunch of vegetables and fruits and just try to make a meal out of that. It's just healthy and cheaper. So I like that. And yeah. And, in terms of so I went back to my country a few months ago, and actually discovered some great foods over there, and it's very different from how it is here. So yeah.
Is there any question that I didn't ask?
No, I think you asked all the questions and we covered pretty much everything.
Okay, thank you so much for joining me.